Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Luke, may the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
David Schwann, good morning to you.
David Plyer, good morning to you. I don't believe I've ever been referred to as David on this radio station.
No, me neither.
It's ordinarily Dave or quite often Schwanny.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Schwanny. Schwanny. Schwanny, I know you're Schwanny. You know, I'm David in like my work life, in my business life. I'm
right.
David all the
right.
way around.
Yeah.
Dave always sounded, I don't remember who it was that said to me, if it was Todd Manley or Tom Langmire or somebody said Dave sounded more friendly.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
It sounds
casual.
A little less formal.
Your buddy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. I'm Dave.
I'm Dave, your buddy. That's right. That's right. Well, you know, we're going to do a little bit of our regular history segment, and because it's Mother's Day, we're going to talk about TV moms, like your favorite TV moms by decade. So from the 50s till today, and I've got some great clips to play as well. But I'm going to jump into history here. 1787, today actually, is the anniversary where delegates gather in Philadelphia to draw up the U.S. Constitution. You covered that, right?
Let's see. That far back?
That far
maybe.
Back. But that's when it was written. So it was. They got together to actually start pulling it together.
Took a while before it was all finalized.
Yes,
though.
It did. Yep, it absolutely did. 1881, the American Red Cross was founded by Clara Barton. 1904, Canada Dry Ginger Ale was introduced. It was called Canada Dry Pale Ginger Ale. Let's take a listen.
Canada Dry Ginger Ale comes in the handy six-pack. So light, dry, not sugary sweet, not filling. So sparkling, the bubbles tickle your nose. Family-sized bottles of Canada Dry pour five big glasses. Canada Dry, America's first family of beverages.
That sounded more drive-in-ish than commercial.
Yeah.
But that
tickle
was definitely 1950s. Right? I love those
classic spots. I don't think they'd be using
spots.
That in
no,
a
probably
copy these
not.
Days.
Probably
they
not.
They would, you know, as a, you know, a funny thing, you know, a kid drinking, you know, a glass of pop.
Ooh, this tickles my nose.
I'm a fan of ginger ale. I love ginger ale
I do
myself.
Too.
Yeah, nice Canada Dry, nice ice cold.
Oh, yeah.
1905 is how, this is the year that Mother's Day first came about. So this is the first Mother's Day. During the Civil War, a little bit earlier, a woman named Anna Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Yes, her mother, Anne Jarvis, cared for the wounded on both sides of the Civil War. She also tried to orchestrate peace between Union and Confederate moms by forming a Mother's Friendship Day. When the elder Jarvis passed away in 1905, her daughter was devastated and would read sympathy cards and letters over and over, taking the time to underline all the words that praised and complimented her mom. Jarvis founded an outlet to memorialize her mother by working to promote a day that would honor all mothers, although she eventually realized it turned too commercial.
Oh, she thought it was too commercial.
Too commercial. She was dining in a tea room at Wanamaker's department store in Philadelphia when she saw they were offering a Mother's Day salad. She ordered the salad, and when it was served, she stood up, dumped it on the floor, left the money to pay for it, and walked off in a huff, saying that that the holiday she created has lost control and that commercialism was destroying what she meant from her heart.
Well,
she tossed that salad.
She was being passionate about something. You know, you cannot fault her for that.
No.
You can't blame her for that.
No.
But I can remember growing up, some of the restaurants that were institutions around the Northwest Indiana area where I'm from. If you did not have a reservation on Mother's Day, good luck.
Oh yeah, we went to Tom's Steakhouse last night with my mom in Melrose Park. It's funny. It was where they had their first date, and they really liked the place. And it's kind of old school, supper clubby. And
those, I hope they live forever.
Yeah,
I love those.
But it was
places.
Jammed. It was jammed,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, you get rushed through sometimes on the weekends. And they said that they're completely booked for today.
Sure,
of course.
Oh yeah.
1918, Sunday baseball is made legal in Washington, D.C.
Wait a minute, legal?
Legal. For some time, you couldn't play baseball on Sunday in many states because that was just the day of rest. Day of rest, exactly. 1928, Mickey Mouse made his first appearance in Plain Crazy, which was before the first sound cartoon that he did, Steamboat Willie. So it was his first appearance, not a full short focused on him, and that was in 1928. 1929 was the first Academy Awards, where Wings won. In 1938, Robin Hood, The Adventures of Robin Hood, directed by Michael Curtis, William Cayley, and starred Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland, debuted. And I only play this because I remember seeing
this. That's the family classics music.
Yeah, and that's when I remember first seeing this.
Seeing it, yeah.
Yeah, I saw
a lot
of
those classics.
That
was one of them that they showed.
But it was one of those things that these classic movies, which I probably haven't seen since, Frasier Thomas brought them into our living rooms. All these classics from the 30s and 40s.
That's,
you know?
Hence the name, Family Classics.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
The movies, of course, we didn't have digital technology back then. The films that they would show probably were, you know, shipped from station to station.
Oh, the hell was beat out of them.
Some of them were pretty scratchy,
were
and
nasty.
The soundtracks were pretty dirty.
They were
dirty in the fact that they didn't sound good.
Not dirty
in the fact that there was vulgarity in
movies,
it.
The sitcoms, everything too. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sitcoms. Absolutely. Right. Right.
1998, one of the biggest antitrust lawsuits of the 20th century. American software giant Microsoft was sued by the government and 20 state governments, charging the company with using unfair tactics to crush the competition. That was back in 1998. So today's Mother's Day. That's what I want to get to. And I wanted to talk to you about, and Lise, jump in here as well.
Hi, Lise.
Yeah, Lise is joining us this morning.
Hey.
Swan, how are you?
All right.
It's kind of a Lise Graham, Tom Hush combination we've got going on here, which I enjoy both very much.
Cool.
But we're talking about TV moms, because that's probably the one place that, you know, that it's a common thread of, you know, mothers in some kind of medium. And from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now, and this might be a little bit before Lisa's time, but in the 1950s, who would you say the best TV mom was in the 1950s? We're going to go by decade here.
Okay. I was thinking about this when we started the program here.
Mm-hmm.
My choice, mm-hmm. Mrs. Cleaver.
Let's take a listen.
Girls are kind of lucky, don't they, Mom?
Why do you say that?
Well, they don't have to be smart. They don't have to get jobs or anything. All they got to do is get married.
Wow. Whoa.
Well, being smart isn't exactly a drawback to marriage.
Well, if they don't get married, well, they can become dressmakers or cut people's nails in a barbershop or take care of kids and a lot of other dumb stuff.
Well, Beaver, today girls can be doctors and lawyers, too, you know. They're just as ambitious as boys are.
There it was. So that was a good pick.
A little ahead of its time there.
Well, Lisa was shaking her head like it was going to fall off in there. Like, no.
June Cleaver was the mom's mom.
Right.
She, you know, with the two sons, and then she had to put up with Eddie Haskell when he came over.
That's right.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
And even though,
my, you look so nice today.
I mean, Lucy was a mom and stuff, but readily the 1950s, it was June Cleaver.
Yeah,
Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. A close second would be, is, I can't come up with her name, is Jane Wyatt that played
Father Knows Best.
Yeah.
I back that up too.
Yeah.
I think June was a good pick.
June was the one, yeah.
1960s.
You know who was a mom who we don't think of it often because there was so much wonderful play between the two of them, was Mary Tyler Moore. Laura Petrie was a mother
to Richie. Yep. Well, Samantha Stevens was, too.
Okay, Bewitched, right.
Bewitched.
Right.
So there was a lot of that as well, but I would say, and I already got a text in that said best 60s TV mom was Carol Brady. Let's take a listen.
Carol Brady? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no. Mom's favorite face.
She always says don't play ball in the house.
Or does she? Carol Brady always says,
hi, honey, how was your day?
She sometimes says,
will somebody please tell me what's going on?
Once she said,
don't tell me those rabbits got into the shower with Greg.
But she never in all 117 episodes ever said,
don't play ball in the house.
But if she had, it would have sounded something.
There you go. So that was an old Nick and Knight promo that I found. But yeah, I would say Carol Brady only because when I grew up in the 70s, I watched the Brady Bunch constantly, and she was the mom. I mean, I guess Shirley Jones played
Partridge Family.
Certainly. Yeah, as well. Yep. 1970s. Where would you throw the 70s?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see here. I'm going to defer to you.
70s.
I'm going to defer to you.
Well, I mean, Edith Bunker was a mom.
She was a mom. Yeah.
You know, there was, you know, think about all the different TV shows. Good Times. She was a mom. I mean, you know, but the bigger votes, and I just got another text, 773, Marion Cunningham from Happy Days.
Ah, there you go.
I would say Mrs. C.
Mrs. C.
was the consummate mom, even though she was a 70s mom from the 1950s. And she wanted to go out and get a she went out and got a job because she wasn't feeling fulfilled just being an at-home mom, because she was playing the June Cleaver role, really, from the 1950s, and Howard was complaining that things weren't ironed and things weren't done around the house, and Marion got pissed. Let's take a listen.
All the harebrained, irresponsible things. I've got to be in a meeting in a half an hour, and I don't have any dinner, and I've got a limp fez.
That. You want your dinner? I'll get your dinner. You got it. I'll get your dinner. I can do it with my eyes closed. Here is your salad, your vegetables.
All frozen. Live it up. I loved Happy Days. I grew up with that show.
Well, I was. You know, I don't know. TV for me in the 70s was on many other things. I was in college and paying attention more to radio.
Different time.
You know, it was a different era, you know.
1980s? What would you say, best TV mom 1980s?
Seinfeld wasn't on yet.
No, but there was no mom on Seinfeld. There was.
Yes,
it was George's mom.
George's mom, and also every so often Jerry's mom would appear.
80s? What would you say?
I wasn't around.
You weren't around.
Claire Huxtable.
Claire Huxtable.
The Cosby Show. Yes. And let's take a listen.
Would you and Dr. Huxtable like some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
You mean you're going to get it?
Yes. You're surprised?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Huxtable. I didn't think you did that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
You know, serve.
Serve whom?
Serve him.
Oh. Oh, serve him. As in serve your man?
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Elvis. You see, I am not serving Dr. Huxtable, okay?
Okay.
That's the kind of thing that goes on in a restaurant. Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, any place, anytime, ever.
That's awesome. I love that. I got a 440 said, don't forget Donna Reed. Also,
Donna Reed,
Donna
sure.
Reed Show, yeah, as well. And had Bob Crane as a neighbor. From Hogan's Heroes.
Oh.
I remember that. Do you remember that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I'll have to go back. They're starting to show those Donna Reed again.
1990s?
Okay. I'm going to have to defer to you again. I'll just go with the Seinfeld stuff, really.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Marie Barone.
Okay.
Let's take a listen.
Right. Maybe you could all use some advice from someone who's in a position to give it.
See what you did, Amy?
You think we have nothing to offer? We've been married 46 years. We've seen the lows and we've seen the highs.
What day was the high?
I loved her. In 2000s, let's say Claire on Modern Family. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Mom, that was 20 minutes.
Mom, I am so, so sorry. I know it's no excuse, but I've been feeling a lot of pressure at school, you know, with friends. And I love you so much, and I appreciate everything you do for me. I'm still your little girl.
Oh, honey. That is so sweet.
Can I get $20? A bunch of us are going to a movie, and we're going to get something neat afterwards. Jenna's brother's going to take us home.
Okay, of course. Sweetie, you know what? Take 40.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks,
Go
Mom.
On, have a great time.
She gets out of the car in front of all of her girlfriends, says...
Oh, Alex, honey, when you're out shopping, you might want to pick yourself up a training bra. I know you don't need one now, but your little boobies are going to come in soon. Mommy loves you, kitten.
I love that show. Absolute classic. Dude, right?
One more real quick that just came to mind, Dave. Jill on Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Allen's
1990s,
wife.
Yep. Yeah. I'll throw that in there, too.
She was a good mom.
And right. Kitty Foreman from that 70s show.
Ooh,
from the 70s
show. I like
show.
That, too. Okay. All right. All right. All right. We'll be